All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, welcome to the zoo.
Oh, I love a zoo.
Yeah, we've done a lot of zoo randomizations. We did not buy a zoo. That they've all been bought up. Zoo buying mania. So we're just visiting.
That movie really upset the zoo market.
Absolutely, the zoo economy went fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. But I've been working with the zookeeper here, and we're here in the World of Bears exhibit.
Oh, man, bears are interesting.
They're great, and there are so many different types.
So
like the
many.
Thing about bears, you know? So what I did was I talked to the zookeeper, and they've put a game on all of these bears.
Okay.
And I'm going to have you hold out this you get to wear a gauntlet, hold out this handful of bear feed, and we're going to see which of these bears in the, like, everybody plays this club cranium bear pen, which one comes forward and eats the bear feed.
We could put them all in one big in one big pen. Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got a lot in common.
They've got more in common than they don't. You know, like, they might not think so, but, like, I don't know if somebody like Paul McCartney needed to come write Ebony and Ivory for these polar bears and black bears and let them know that it's okay for them to be friends. But, there's, like, koala bears here. There's panda bears. All kinds of bears. There's a couple of otters in there as well.
You're just, like, naming a bunch of stuff that isn't bears.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's they're all bears to me. Okay. There's also, they threw a couple of otters in here.
Yeah.
It's
like a joke from Community. Anything with more than three legs is a horse. So a dog is just a small horse.
Or the Elden Ring version of that. Mm. Like, a dog. So put on this bear feeding gauntlet.
Okay.
Loan from Grizzly Man. Which one is the one where they fought the bear, and which is the one where they got killed by the bear?
Grizzly Man is the one where he gets eaten by the bear.
Okay. What is the one with the guy who creates the bear armor?
I don't know. I can't recall. I know what you're talking about, but...
Yeah, there's a documentary about a guy who created bear armor.
Huh.
It didn't work out well for him, and I bought his gauntlet cheap.
Okay. All right.
So,
I'm just going to reach this out.
Take the hand out of the gauntlet real quick.
Okay.
Your hand will fit if you take the hand that's in there out.
Oh, I thought it was a little crowded. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Eric, can you hold that for me?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Hello. Look at your rabbit ears behind my head. Like, uh-oh.
All right. So let me stick this out here. Oh, they're so docile.
I know. They're beautiful.
I love them so much. The absolute dignity of these lords.
Yeah, just absolute lords. They're huge. They're very sweet. They're caring, they're appealing.
Yeah.
Here's a big fella coming over, big hairy guy.
Yeah. He's got it. He's going back to his, let me see here. What's that shaped into his ass?
Oh, it looks like strange flesh.
Okay.
Shaved into his ass.
Yeah.
Speaking of ass and putting things into it.
My name is Cole Ross.
And welcome to Abject Suffering, the only podcast recorded and broadcast live from my shower.
Hmm. Good acoustics in there.
Mm-hmm.
This week, we're talking about, it's an indie game. This is a game called Strange Flesh. This was demanded by a patron named Crux, who says, a surreal gay BDSM beat-em-up a la Double Dragon, with a soundtrack better than it has any right to be. Feel free to play with a hilarious user guide that simulates old Nintendo instruction books. That's on their website.
This is really funny for this.
This owns.
Yeah, I was really into this.
Uh-huh.
So there are different categories. We talk about the different categories of Abject Suffering games.
Mm-hmm.
There's this is too hateful to play. You only play it for a little bit and you can't get past the first screen. There's I get it
mm-hmm.
ones. There are ones where, and then there are ones where you run out of time.
Yeah.
You know, and I play this as long as I could. Like, it does get a little boring.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like any beat 'em up will. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a beat 'em up. like the genre is not made to entertain you by yourself.
Yeah.
But I mostly ran out of time because it's fun and well put together and kept showing me wild shit.
Yep.
I am really into this. It so it's the idea here, right? So like you start off and you're a guy, you have a dead end job. It sucks. Mm-hmm. Music rocks. It's real cool. Yeah. You get off work, you need to have a drink. You go in, you go into a gay bar. Not yeah. commented on.
You know? I just like, oh, this it feels like this place was made for me. Yeah, just a but bar. Like it is not.
Enjoy your death trap, ladies. Like
there's no fire exits in this lesbian bar. Yeah. And he goes up to the bartender. There's this kind of assumption built into this that he is like repressed and buttoned up and probably not necessarily aware, you know, because this bartender is like getting him to lean into it.
Yeah, that doesn't happen early on in the game. He just looks like a dead end job guy. It looks like his problems are that he's not like he's a Willie Loman type, not a Willie Loman type. and he will.
Uh-huh.
So you go in, the bartender gives you a drink and he kind of hypnotizes you.
Yeah.
He is a hypnotist in the text. Mm-hmm. And then he goes into your head and goes into your subconscious and it's a beat 'em up.
Yeah.
An exceedingly gay beat 'em up.
Yeah, we're not using that pejoratively. Like, you could not look at this. You could not play 10 minutes of this without saying, oh, this is extremely gay. Well,
when we say gay, we mean, like, literally, it has men stimulating each other's prostates until they're milked.
Yes.
Like, it's gay because it contains gay acts in it. And that the way you regain health is beating up guys until they get so aroused and then blowing smoke in their face until they come.
Yes.
It is not safe for work.
Not at all.
Finding
an image that I could turn into a cover from this game was a game in and of itself, actually.
Yeah. And this episode probably won't be safe for work because the loving detail and realism of some of these charming 16-bit man fucks.
Yes.
Are just immensely... it's just very detailed.
The patron who demanded this made mention of the music. The soundtrack is amazing.
Fucking banging as hell. You can download it on their website. You can have it. It's really good.
But the pixel art in this is fucking gorgeous. Like it is a kind of grotesque cartoon. That is here. The animation is really good. And that's before you get to the beat 'em up, which is like, this is a pretty good beat 'em up.
Pretty good beat 'em up, like within the realm of beat 'em ups.
Yeah. So a neat thing. So this guy, he hypnotizes people with a cigar smoke. There are a couple of different ways that this can go. Like you can use it as an AOE, almost like an ultimate attack kind of deal. But if you do it up close and hold, you grab onto them and you blow a bunch of smoke into their mouth, this makes them incredibly horny and also effectively charms them. So you can turn people over to your side to be co-combatants along with you.
Yes. You can also, if your arousal meter is high enough and you finish off one of the versions of the schlub in this, they will land down on their back naked with a huge boner. And if you stand near them and tap a certain button, you fuck them.
Yes.
So you are milking dudes.
Yes.
Nonstop. and that's how you get health back. So you can just fight guys to get little diamonds, and I don't know what they do. I didn't play it long enough.
Right.
It says that they'll be useful, but if you want like actual currency, you can also finish them off while they're horny with the smoke, the cigar smoke, which works as a dream symbol, like beautifully, you know, and my first instincts were like, oh, like I'm not turned on by cigar smoke. I hate cigar smoke. Like somebody, you know, if you're in a city block where someone's smoking a cigar, it stinks. But I was like, oh, no, this is a dream world. Mm-hmm. He's smoking dick.
Yep.
You know, and like, that's the implication. A cigar is not a cigar.
Yeah.
In this scenario.
Absolutely not. Yeah. I love how most of the enemies are like different versions of the main character, the dead end job guy. You know, there's like disengaged Joe who like is walking around looking at his phone. There's edgy Joe who's walking around. He's got like a leather jacket on. You know, he's looking
there's
cool.
Projections, which are the different versions of Joe's with his deepest desires, and he gets more and more wild and gay as you go further in. And there are figments, which are the forces that try to keep Joe down.
Yes.
So it's like his boss, his father figure, stuff like that.
My favorite one, when you get out onto the street level, it is a it is a motorcycle that looks like a dick, and you can see all of the enemy names as you beat them up. The name of the motorcycle that looks like a dick is ED Rider.
Yeah,
erectile dysfunction Rider. That's so good.
I like ED Rider quite a bit. Yeah. Did you get far enough to get? I got enough far enough to get to like a zone, like a subconscious zone where the background was all just different versions of Joe fucking himself.
No, I got to the, so I similarly had like a, I need to do other stuff. I would continue playing this. I got to the park. That's where I got to. Yeah.
Yeah. There's this is the area after that. Mm-hmm. You know, I kept waiting for a boss to show up.
Yeah.
And it kind of doesn't happen. Like I really, really liked this. It is fun to see what it does. And it's gorgeous. It is still just a pretty bland beat 'em up.
Yeah.
Sadly, like it's still tappa tappa tappa.
Yes.
You know, throughout like, and I wasn't playing it for sexual arousal, you know, which I imagine if you were doing it and this was like getting you off, like,
yeah,
you would not mind the tappa 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 as much.
So something that happens, you know, like we tend not to do porn games on here, you know? Neither of us are gay men, so you know, just nothing really titillating about this. But this does not feel like it is designed in a lot of ways to be prurient. It's prurient, but also it does not feel like it is attempting to arouse an individual. There's too much else like going on here.
It's hard for me to say, like, just because I don't know. I don't have the mindset. Like, I'm not attracted to these figures. Like, I'd be curious, you know, I could see this being like a little bit of both
for some
folk, and like, good for them.
For sure. It's, let me rephrase that. There is a lot more going on here than just an attempt to be titillating. Right.
And the attempt to be titillating possibly, because it is not like, doesn't yank my crank. Did not activate any of my alarms.
Yes.
Like this is gross. At the very least, if it's titillating, it's titillating an audience that is under titillated.
Yeah. You know,
I tend to react to like sexualization and gross and porno stuff as being gross when it's aimed at just 14-year-old boys.
Right.
You know, which is all the Xenoblade games and all of the, you know, big titty summons you can get in that, and your honey pops and stuff. They're just made for adolescent boys.
Right, right.
Like, this being made for adolescent gay boys, like, yeah, good. Good for them. You know, they should have this. Like, you know, they get this as well. You know, underserved market.
And also the fact that this is like a story more broadly about like liberation. Like, yeah, this is the Psychonauts level that was too racy for them to include.
this is really Psychonauts. Like, did you notice the gigantic ball sack the bartender has?
Yep.
Like, and through his pants, like, there's no outline of a dick, just an outline of two gigantic fucking balls. Like, button dick giant balls.
I was just really impressed with this as like a as just an overall indie project. Like, you know, go see our beat 'em up special. Beat 'em ups are not my preferred kind of game, like, even in an arcade.
Really, really, like, every once in a while.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah, like, I don't want them off, you know. I would be sad if they didn't exist.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not a game genre I never want to play. It's just a game genre that does not have sticking power.
Right.
And the attempts to make them have sticking power that have come out have all worked a little bit less than I want them to.
Right.
You know, like, Shredder's Revenge is really cool. Mm-hmm. It's full of really charming animations. It still ends up feeling like a beat 'em up.
Right.
At the end of the day, you know? Yeah.
You know, like, the last beat 'em up that I like bought and played was the Turtles collection that Digital Eclipse did. That was more for like nostalgia value than anything.
We need to play those weird Game Boy games.
Yes. Yeah.
And those are great. I got that as well. And I really liked it. It was fun to go through, you know, Turtles in Time again.
Yes.
And do the different versions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids got to learn about the Hyperstone heist someday.
We can't shelter them from it.
Yeah.
Imagine how disillusioned they will be.
Yeah. There's something very charming about this game in exactly how direct and shameless it is.
Yes.
You know, so it is like a Psychonauts level. Like, it is dealing with a real thing, like mm-hmm. repression, but it's confronting it in a really, really head-on direct way
mm-hmm.
that I think is, like, pretty respectable.
Yeah.
Like, it goes so far the other way. You know, compare this to, like, Silent Hill 2.
Yeah.
You know, and its treatment of sex and repression.
Yeah.
You know, rather than having like a monster that vaguely looks human and kind of has a phallic head, mm-hmm. fuck a monster that kind of looks like a human, just show yourself fucking yourself and mm-hmm. full penetration.
Yep.
You know, big happy face and bouncing balls. Like, like, you know, just go for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I just, I don't know. I was real surprised by this. Like how much it ended up like just, you know, being a cool video game and audio visual product while also like just, let's say, something approaching 99% not being for me.
Yes. Yeah. I'm really glad I played it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. The, it's part of, I found an entry for it on the website Tropedia.
Oh, that's weird.
Which is like a TV Tropes, but done through fandom. So if you think the TV Tropes website is too good, you know, and it is just TV Tropes, taking, you know, tearjerker, head scratchers, like it's taking all the same terminology.
Why?
It's just like basically rehosted on fandom, but maybe it's specifically for, you know, not safe for work stuff.
Yeah. Like a lot of those got broken out. And like dried up, like the fetish fuel and stuff like that. Those got broken out. I've got no idea if they are still if they still exist. But
yeah, maybe they've gone to live in the Tropedia.
Yeah.
So I still did not find tons of like background information on this.
No, they have an itch page. I actually need to see if they've done other stuff. Because this is the developer on this is a game we like, we can promote it. The developer on this is let me do a search here. I can't see.
It's a Big Bear, mm-hmm. something like that. Greatest Bear Studios.
Greatest Bear. There we go.
Yeah.
I want to see if they've done other stuff. Like this was, it won the Melbourne Queer Games Festival gold medal in 2018. So like this is, you know, it's good.
As well, they should have.
Yes.
Yeah.
What other games have they developed? I can't see. Itch is not an especially well-designed website.
So. Yeah, it's sadly swing and a miss on that part for these guys.
Yeah.
These folk. Just because it's the modern world we live in, I feel like the need to say this. If these guys are bad, or this is bad, and we don't know, we mm-hmm. don't know. When we say something ignorant, please assume that maybe we're being ignorant and not being malicious. You know,
please. Yeah. It is not. It is not some plan of ours.
Yeah, to promote crapulence.
Yeah. The product on display here and the materials around it feel like good, just fun.
Seems real fun. It's going to be hard to digress because I've never had my prostate stimulated to milking.
Okay.
You know, which is the main thing this seems to be concerned with.
Yeah.
Never been.
Yeah.
Huh. Tried. Never
done. I just very little of this lines up with my experience, so it's just one of those, you know, there's not a lot of jumping off points where I can go to a personal to a personal thing here, so I don't even know if I'm gonna try.
And I've already said the thing that I've only smoked one cigar and it tastes like barbecue sauce.
I've smoked cigars before. I went through a bit of a phase. It was only with like other people, like very rarely, or just around like, you know, celebration, you know, kind of things. Sure. It was never like a great time. It was always something that I felt like I was kind of forcing myself to do. More than once, it was something that led to me getting sick and throwing up.
Yeah.
And almost always, like, I was just, I would take an inhalation, not an inhalation, because only fucking psychopaths like Rudy Giuliani inhale a cigar. I would, you know, take a drag, I would breathe it out, and then I would spit. Because yeah. there's just something very corrosive about what that would do. And I'm very happy that I do not do any kind of tobacco anymore.
Yeah. It is a poison.
Yeah.
You know, they get you, like, your body makes you want to spit and get that out because your body knows what's up.
Yeah.
You know, living with Liv, living with my wife, she paints her nails once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And she very thoughtfully does it during her D&D night when I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, because I can't stand the smell of it.
Yeah.
And I can't stand the smell of it because it smells like poisons, because it's made of poisons.
It's a solvent. You know, yeah, I mean, like, you've got to use the solvent to clear off the old stuff. And yeah.
Weird,
yeah.
Acetones and like different things that will kill you.
Yeah.
You know, and my body is saying, like, danger. You know, don't eat this. Get away from it.
Yeah. You know? We've we've talked about this on other shows, but like my pursuit to make my environment like a non-scent kind of place. Like I used to like have candles or whatever, right? The only candle I have is like one that is specifically meant to eliminate pet waste odors if one of the cats does something. You know, let's say unforgivable with the litter area, you know?
Yeah. Jessica's recently learned how to egg fart and it fucking sucks, man.
Like,
she can now like lay sulfur and it's not my favorite thing.
Oh, she's such
love her
a sweet girl and she wants to be on top of you when she does it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very cute. Like she stopped expressing her glands, which is great. So we no longer have that like absolutely deep, like old stench, but now it's just like a regular human egg fart that happens every once in a while. And I'm like,
oh no,
you didn't do that, right, Liv? And she's like, fuck no. And I'm like, well, damn it, Jessica. And then Jessica's like making little biscuits and very pleased with herself. Like, I'm stinky.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
Yeah. Something about that pursuit of trying to get rid of like scented products and stuff is that it's kind of a version of the tobacco smoke problem, where if you walk into a bar in a state that does not ban smoking, like you just like immediately, like, smoking is banned in Ohio since 2007, and you know, good on
and
them
it's
for
Ohio
doing. Yeah,
like if they did it, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Like, yeah, but like when I lived down in Cincinnati, it would, you know, it'd be banned in Ohio, on the Ohio side of the river, and that's where I did most of my, you know, going out and doing stuff, just because it was closer. But a couple of the places I would go, bars and things, would be on the Kentucky side, and you would walk in, like, that's where the nice bowling alley was. You would walk in and it would just hit you. It was like a fucking wall. It was like, we used to put up with this.
I was just in Vegas, man.
Yeah.
Like you can smoke everywhere inside in Vegas.
I would imagine even with like just the industrial, like probably a whole floor of HVAC scrubbers that, it doesn't do anything about it, right?
No, it's wretched and permanent.
Yeah.
It's the, I am very, another thing with, you know, not trying to be a wife guy, we're just talking about my wife all the time. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I'm really, mildly jealous of Liv is she's in an office now and they're a fragrance-free office.
Yeah.
God, I wish such technology existed when I worked in an office.
Mm-hmm.
Like how often somebody would just come in and just decide to like, hey, I decided to smell like this, so everyone else gets to choke on it. You know, like it's such a you know, yelling fire in a crowded theater kind of thing to me. Cause it's not just you. You know, like you're not the only person who smells it. Like people would wear perfumes and such that you could smell several rooms away. Mm-hmm. And like, I have a sensitive sense of smell. There's an ongoing thing with me and Will on Guppy about taking your shoes off on planes.
Okay.
Where I think it's bad and he thinks I'm crazy to think it's bad.
Huh.
And I think that I just had, and he's like, no one will ever smell it. I'm like, fuck you. I smell it.
Yeah.
Like I've smelled it many a time, mm-hmm. You know? But I always come down on the don't affect other people if you can help it.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, thing. And perfume is the exact opposite of that. Like you go in just like drowning in perfume or Axe body spray.
Yeah, no, that's you're right to do that. Ends at my nose.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. You know, like your ability to do that without me thinking very unkind things about you ends when it affects me. Yeah,
yeah. It should end at my nose.
Right. Yeah. The last office that I worked at, it was a fine. The business sucked, but the people that I worked with were all, were cool, right? But it was
stinking.
Well, okay, or, we're gonna get to that. Stinking.
Okay.
It was a generally just like everybody who worked there either had been associated or was currently a part of a particular church, like mega church kind of thing. And the thing about real churchy people is they often get in on MLMs. And at least in the period where I worked for that place, the big MLM that more than one of the people got into was Essential Oils.
Oh, boy.
Now, a little bit of tea tree.
Essential to me.
Bit of tea tree, fine, whatever. But the diffusers and the dabbing and the wafting that was going on, the kits, Gary.
Yeah.
The kits. That would be pulled out, like little zipper bags and cases full of vials.
vials. Like absolutely wretched. It's like that kind of shit reminds me whenever I'm like, here in the year 2023 and somebody who is like drenched in patchouli walks into a room.
Yeah.
And I was like, where do you get off? Like why do you get to decide what an entire building smells?
Uh-huh.
You know? What is the difference between that and just walking into a building screaming? Sincerely, like what is the difference? It is, and people will defend one and not the other. You should have the right to scream if you want to. And it's like, well, do you need to be sniped from three counties over? No. Is it good behavior? Fuck no. We can agree that something sucks without it being illegal.
Yeah. It's a word I try to keep my powder dry on it, but it is technically this. It's antisocial. It is corrosive to the fabric, to the mesh.
The center will not fucking hold.
The very fine mesh of unspoken agreements that we all have to sign off on anytime we enter a space with a bunch of people who we rely on and who rely on us.
Yes.
That very fabric, that mesh, is corroded by this. The center will not hold when you decide to scream and or patchoulify, right?
Yeah.
And it's such a hedonic treadmill, because eventually you stop noticing it. You stop noticing how strong it is, and you have to put more and more on, and the more punishing it becomes to everybody else around you.
And that's the thing too, is like you don't realize how strong it is. And there's an element of self-expression in fragrance. You just have to be, you barely do it. So the only people who smell it are yourself and people who are very close to you.
Yeah.
Like if you want to smell sexy when somebody's sniffing around your neck, great. But I should not be able to smell it two rooms away. It's not going to drag me in like a smoke hand coming from a ham dragging in a cartoon dog, it's not going to do that. It's just going to make me feel weird and queasy and make anything I eat taste funny.
It's also, I very much associate that behavior and that kind of, nasal olfactory assault with like middle school. When you were in middle school, were there people who like maybe got some aftershave from a parent when they were 14? Like, oh, you're going to be a man, you're going to have, you're going to want to smell like a man kind of stuff. And then just people really walking in, or like with the girls, I cannot smell. What is it? What's a curve? Was a particular fragrance that was real popular when I was in like middle school, and the way that a literal child with no sense of like proportion for anything, way it's like, oh, we want to make, I want people to really know that I'm wearing this. And the way that formed a melange with just the BO of hundreds of bodies entering their stink production prime.
Yeah. It's incredible. There's, it's kind of like a bad smell covered up by a good smell is sometimes worse than a bad smell.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like having that patina above it. The that cologne thing is so funny in retrospect now as an adult to think like you're a 13-year-old kid.
Yes.
And you want to seem like a man, so you use Aqua Velva. Like what does that have to do with maturity or being a man? And what kind of weird parents are like doing that? Like, here, you can feel like a man, you know, like that's not what makes a person mature.
Nope.
You know, dressing up like give him a little suit, give him a little gangster suit with a big tie and a big floppy hat. You know, they'll be like a man. Like, just have him dress up like a big boy, like give him a cowboy hat or something. It's just the same thing. It's not any more like serious.
And it's one of those things where I do not have younger male relatives. I'm not rolling deep in teen boys, really.
Sure.
In my life circumstance as it stands, so I don't know if that still happens.
Feel free to cut that audio. That's good. That's non-incriminating audio. Like that is good audio.
I said I am not rolling. No,
that's
deep
what I'm saying.
Boys.
It's good. Okay, it's real good. It's good audio. Like that should be the slogan for Abject Suffering.
So I all this is to say, I don't know if this is a thing that still goes on. I also know that like my niece does not go overboard with this stuff. Like I have even like, you know, I go over when like before dances, you know, because it is the overall it's the like, hey, come take pictures kind of thing. Here is this young person that you care about who's doing this milestone thing. Just come and support them. Right. Sure. Kind of thing. Do not passing with flying colors. They do not smell like a schnapps factory.
It's also the mere fact that we're like saying all this. It's really possible that this is the dorkiest, like chugiest shit we've ever said in our life.
Probably,
you know, like actual young kids are like, this is so out of fucking step with what real life is like. Now kids love to smell. They call it scent maxing. It's like this whole thing. You wear as many perfumes as you can and it's a mark of status, and like the more perfumes you wear, the more likely you are to attract a teenage mate and get to drop out of school early for baby raising reasons, you know. Like we could be totally off base.
If that's the case, like I make no pretense of knowing. I'm just asking questions here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like I walked diagonally into that, but like, I literally do not know. Again, I do not roll deep with teenage boys. I wonder if this is, if the scent game is still as bad as it was.
Yeah. I'm not calling you out at all.
Yeah.
With that. Like, you didn't walk sideways in anything on my account. It just, I don't know either.
Yeah. Part of it also is I think that like it might have something to do with like grandparents. I feel like in my life, grandparents were the vector of heavily scented things, not so much parents. Yeah. And my grandparents were like teenagers in the late 40s and early 50s, you know, so they would have had a, you know, canoe or a brute probably.
Yeah. On top of there just being fewer grandparents about.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
so I don't know. And there are whole communities like I'm not really hanging around anybody who's blasting themselves with Axe. Right. Yeah. So
it's great. Like, and I also hang out with a lot of people where if I walked, like if I came into practice one day, right. And like, I'm wearing tons of Axe, everyone in band practice would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
I found a substitute for showering.
Yeah. No one would straight up just let me get away with it.
Yeah.
You know, like I would be, you know, they wouldn't be mean about it. They'd be like, hey man. And that's what your friends do.
Yes.
Like something doesn't have to be illegal, but it can kind of suck.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's so yeah, that's Strange Flesh.
Mm-hmm. It's a game that
applies sense to it.
Oh man. It's a good like I'd recommend firing this up. It's free. Like you can just do a search for Strange Flesh. It's on itch, you know.
I downloaded it, but you can also just play it in your browser.
Oh yeah. It's open. It's open source too. Like, yeah, they're pretty good about, they want people to play it. We want you to play. I would say give it a shot because it is well done. You know, don't be a weirdo about it. Like, and don't play it at work, please.
No, but it's good. We like it. And we like you. mm-hmm. for listening to this. We appreciate you.
Yeah. Huge thanks to the patron who demanded this, for letting us know this exists. Crux.
Thank you, Crux. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And thanks to all our patrons at patreon.com/duckfeedtv. If you want to demand stuff, you want to get bonus episodes of this and other shows and support us, you can do so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes of this. Makes a big difference.
Yeah. Tell your friends, leave ratings or reviews if you can. Spread the word. Let me think here. Is there anything that we're forgetting? Oh, thank you so much, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen.
Our producer and editor. Just doing good work for us. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you very much. I think that's going to be it.
Think so?
Yeah, what should they do until next time?
Until next time, put down that axe. Put it down. Drop it.
So I married an axe user.
Ha 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 ha.